Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Super Bowl Sunday is coming up this weekend, and you guys at the Luna Lounge are planning a boycott party. Where did this inspiration come from to throw a party such as this?
Well, so immediately after the game, me and Johnny, we didn't even speak to each other. We were so upset. Next day came around. We had a whole bunch of cancellations for the Super Bowl. All our friends bailed. We had the whole banquet room rented out. They bailed. And we're just thinking to each other, should we even open? Like, I don't think anyone's going to come watch it. And we were talking to each other. We were like, well, we see all these boycott comments all over online. What if we just did a boycott party? Didn't show the Super Bowl. Just showed Josh Allen highlights and all the TV. Have a Puppy Bowl viewing area that everyone loves. Have some drink specials, wing specials, live music. And we both loved the idea. We had our buddy cook up a flyer, and we posted it, and we ended up here. Just went off.
History.
How much attention has this already gotten from people in the Western New York community?
Thousands of views and shares. It's
definitely been a big hit for sure.
We were just on Channel 4 yesterday. After that, we had this band hit us up. Dueling Pianos, Western New York, high octane Dueling Pianos that offered to come play on Sunday after they heard about the party. So now we have a live DJ in one room and then Dueling Pianos in the other, which is going to be pretty cool.
What has been the general reaction to people that heard about this party? I mean, are they in full support of just entirely boycotting the Super Bowl and you know, not even wanting to watch the or think of the idea of the Chiefs winning a third straight or even the Eagles winning as well?
I think predominantly a lot of people are supporting the idea. You know, everyone loves Josh Allen. Everyone loves the Bills. Everyone loves puppies. Some people are, you know, they're like, oh, it's lame, you know, whatever. But I feel like the officials, they're under immense pressure and scrutiny. But it just seems like all of these unfortunate calls seems to go in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. And hopefully, you know, the reaction from the nation as a whole is able to drive, you know, some change within the league as far as how they address these calls here.
And it's hard to even root for the Eagles. We're seeing all these videos online of what they're doing to the opposite team fans over the years. It's just like, it's hard to even just root for the Eagles. It's like, you don't want to see either of them win.
I know that you guys said that when the Bills had lost to the Chiefs nearly 2 weeks ago, that a lot of reservations canceled. Have you actually seen an uptick in people reserving their tables to be part of this party now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a bunch of friends that weren't going to come. They're coming now. Everyone's excited about the Dueling Pianos we're going to be doing. I think it's going to be a great night now, as opposed to I don't think anyone's showing up to watch the actual game.
And feel free to give us more information in terms of what you guys are offering for the party on Sunday for the boycott party.
We got drink specials, wing specials. We have a wide variety of flavors for wings. Everyone loves our food there. They love the environment, the atmosphere, the community atmosphere. And it just feels like you're a part of the family at Luna Lounge. And I feel like that just speaks volumes as far as what Luna Lounge is and what the Buffalo community is. You know, City of Good Neighbors, we're all trying to come together in a rough time. And I feel like that speaks a lot on the city in general. So,
yeah, now more on those specials. The wings will be 99 cents. The drink specials, we have $3 mixed shots, $4 beers, $5 well drinks, $6 high noons and surf sides, a whole bunch of stuff.
I know that certainly it was hopeful that this was going to be a Bills Super Bowl party, but certainly nice to make a little bit of a lighter situation of this party and the outcome of that game, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Very good. Caesar, Jonathan, anything else you guys want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Just one more thing. Go Bills.